The Renaissance Festival, of course, is one of the things that kicks off fall. The Maryland Renaissance Festival runs all weekend this weekend, including Monday. It's the only non-weekend day that they do during their entire run, Labor Day. They run 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekends through October 25th. Of course, you can enjoy everything from fried pickles to jousting to I don't know what all at the Renaissance Festival. The permanent home for the Maryland Festival is at Crownsville, not too far from Annapolis, between Annapolis and Washington. And you can check out page 39 of the September Recreation News for details and discounts and all kinds of info.
And a good old-fashioned parade is on tap for Monday, right?
Right, in Gaithersburg in suburban Washington, Montgomery County, they have an old-fashioned Labor Day parade on Labor Day, Monday. It kicks off at 1 o'clock, Diamond and Russell Avenues in Gaithersburg, all kinds of normal parade activities and participants. So you can check it out for more details on page 36 in our Round Town calendar.
And music seems to be the common theme in Virginia Beach this weekend.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of things going on down there. The Verizon Wireless American Music Festival runs through Sunday. The headliners, musically, are Boyz II Men, Heart, and the Black Crowes, but there really is all kinds of music in all kinds of venues down there, and most of it is actually free. They also have this weekend the Rock and Roll Half Marathon on Sunday. And this is unusual because in addition to being along the ocean front where it's flat and fast, they have more than 20 bands and 16 cheerleading squads stationed along the 13.1-mile route on 14 different stages. So even if you're not running, you can enjoy something down there. And that's all noted on page 35 in Recreation News for September or, of course, on recreationnews.com.
And, of course, it wouldn't be Labor Day in Maryland without crabs, right?
That's for sure. You can check out the National Hard Crab Derby down in Crisfield on the Eastern Shore. Through Sunday, they'll have crab racing, crabs to cook, and crabs to eat, in addition to a lot of other stuff going on down there. And nearby on Sunday and Monday, you can catch the skipjack races at Deal Island. Deal Island is home of the last commercial sailing skipjack fleet. When you hear about watermen, this is it, really. They'll have music, crafts, car shows, in addition to the skipjack races, and even skipjack docking contests. So it's something that's really a bit unusual.
Tell me about the wine events, because we never talk to you unless there's a wine festival going on.
Well, they, of course, go on all the time. This time of year, the winery folks are all watching the weather. You know, they need a dry September to bring that harvest in the way they want it. But you can catch the Herndon Labor Day Jazz and Wine Festival on Monday over in Herndon, Virginia, from noon to 6. They have national and regional jazz performers and, of course, wine all in downtown Herndon. And also the largest summer antique show in the nation takes place in the Baltimore Convention Center through Sunday. In addition to the antiques, they've got lots of seminars and talks and different kinds of activities going on. And you can find out all about that on page 37 in the September Recreation News.
Tell us about the deals.
Got some really good ones, Amy. You can catch some early fall color if you go to the right place, of course. On page 11 of the September Recreation News, you'll find some great deals at Canaan Valley in West Virginia, the High Valley, where the leaves turn early. There's also a girlfriend's golf and spa getaway at the Woods Resort. That's just a little more than an hour away in West Virginia. That includes two nights plus a round of golf, a cart, and an hour golf clinic, as well as a facial and a massage, $325 midweek, $350 on weekends. The Bavarian Inn, once again in West Virginia, up in Shepherdstown, has an exclusive for Recreation News readers. You stay one night, you get one free, except for Saturday. This is a deal that's good for September only. You can find it on page 11 in the September Recreation News or, once again, on recreationnews.com.
And you can tell us about an introduction to fly fishing, really?
Yes, fly fishing is a lot bigger than you might think, Amy. It's really a popular sport in the Mid-Atlantic because we have so many of these mountain trout streams and whatnot. If you want to go up to Wisp Resort in Western Maryland, they've got a great introduction to fly fishing package that starts at just $127, and you can find out all about that on page 45 of Recreation News. And I can't let you go without reminding everybody about our great Royal Caribbean Cruise to Bermuda giveaway that's going on this month. Check out page 25 or enter online to get yourself in line for that cruise for two to Bermuda comes up November, I believe.